Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. A top team to deal with your personal injury claim.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
We just have to go back to working and moving the ball. Importantly, how we've done in the last 18 months. But on top of that, being really aggressive with our defending, because we haven't defended as a team well enough. So tonight will be a tough game for us. Middlesbrough coming off the back of a good result, and they'll come to here and want to do well. But for us, it's really about getting through to the next round.
Ricky Lambert makes his first competitive start for Liverpool as they enter the Capital One Cup at the third round stage against Middlesbrough, and he's the captain to boot. Well, Ricky's been limited to the subs bench for a number of games, but he's just one of a number of changes as the Reds look to refine their form after a harrowing couple of weeks in the Premier League. Jordan Rossiter also takes centre stage. The next big thing to come out of the Liverpool Academy. He made his under-18s debut at the age of 15. Now 17, he reaches the Holy Grail. He's a playmaker who's strong in the tackle. Some have even dared to compare him to a certain number 8 at the club. The full Liverpool side shows 7 changes from defeat at West Ham. Out go Lovren, Skrtel, Moreno, Gerrard, who's not involved at all. Neither is Henderson, Balotelli, Amberini. In come Toure, Sarko, Enrique, Rossiter, Lallana, Lambert and Markovic.
The game
is Lallana, left side. I thought he was one of the few, came out with some credit from Upton Park, Lallana. Now Sterling, and then played back to Mamadou Sarko. And Sarko square in field to Lucas. And Lucas uses the right boot to bring Toure into play on the right-hand side. He's crossed the halfway line, Kolo Toure. Oh. Toure finds a pass down the right wing, early crossing from Markovic. He's come behind Lallana.
I think Lallana thought there was someone, Ricky Lambert was coming in behind him there because he dummied it and the chance had gone, there was no one coming in.
And this corner to be taken by the Middlesbrough captain, Grant Ledbetter. Right-hand side, outswinger. Ayala's header caught on the top left-hand corner by Simon Mignolet. There was no doubt that ball was swinging into the postage stamp of the goal.
It was a decent header, wasn't it? Yeah, he was well placed, Mignolet, to save it.
A goal kick for Mignolet. Quickly rolls it out to the left-hand side. So no action for Brad Jones. The other subs tonight, Alberto Moreno, Fabio Barini, Suso, Martin Skrtel, Mario Balotelli and Jordan Williams. As Lucas floats one forward, this will be collected by the keeper. Oh, the defender's made a mistake, comes back out to Ricky Lambert. His shot's blocked down, and it comes to Rossiter.
Well done, young Rossiter.
Take a bow, John Rossiter, on your big night, your big debut, and your score on 9 minutes. Well, that wasn't just a stroke of fortune. That was a cool head when it was needed. And Jordan Rossiter crashes one in low to the left-hand side of the Middlesbrough net. Liverpool lead Borough by a goal to nil. Jordan Rossiter, he'll be around here for some years to come.
They made the complete sash of that, Middlesbrough, the goalkeeper. Bad communication. Ricky Lambert had the first opportunity. As the ball came out, it was a big misunderstanding between the centre-half and the goalkeeper. Came out to Ricky Lambert. Goalie made a good save. Then they come out to Rossiter, some 40 yards out. Oh, and the goalie's made a bit of a mess of that, but he's done well. You know, he's kept his head over the ball, and he's just guided it onto the target. The goalkeeper's trying to go back, and what a great start for the young lad on his debut. And did he enjoy that? And so did the cop.
As Markovic now has it, halfway line. Steals the ball backwards and away from Adam Clayton.
No
movement up top. Again.
Static. No, just static. That's better.
It's Lallana. Lallana's balance is brilliant. Turns right footed, strikes the shot. Kept loaded that ball. Wasn't on target. But you know, he's ever so good at making it look easy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's got great balance. Yeah, you know, he turns on an axe as well. And, you know, that's what you need to open up space in the Premiership. Just his shot there. Lack conviction.
Long ball struck forward by Liverpool, which is won by Middlesbrough straight away. Down the left side, they're trying to bring George Friend
needless
into
corner,
thing.
Needless corner, giving away. It really is a needless corner.
Yeah.
Forcing the play.
Kicker had the ball, and then it was flicked off his toes by, I'm not sure, I can't see who, but put out of play for a corner kick. It was Lucas running backwards. Just a little bit too quick with his decision making then. We've hit the 30-minute mark here.
Yeah, we've lost our way, haven't we? Really in the goal. We haven't looked like scoring, have we?
obviously corner from the left side.
Corner, he's just got to be up.
This will be where Middlesbrough might fancy their chances, and that one's floated in for Kike to volley left-footed again over the bar, but he's taken a deflection off someone.
Again, he's been left unmarked again.
Corner.
Unmarked again. Just spun off, went to back. It was a well-worked corner. You know, he was on target. Someone's deflected it wide. I think it might have been Ricky Lambert. You've got to stick to your man.
Frederick's with the ball. Frederick's infield, comes back to him again. A full-back uses just in front of him, Tomlin. Tomlin's got, if he wants him, Adoma, but he's gone himself. Tomlin doing well. Great footwork, left-footed strike. Nearly rolls through. Kike tries to get to the feet of the keeper. It's come back out from Adoma. And he's won the corner kick off that. Mignolet made a brave decision to come out.
Yeah,
smother the ball from underneath of Kike's feet. And then the ball sort of squirted into the path of the next Borough player, Adoma, who forces the corner.
Yeah, Enrique done well as well. It's a good move by Middlesbrough.
Corner from the right side. Grant Ledbetter, Middlesbrough captain. Another corner, he's had a few of these. And that one's met by a glancing header from Adam Reach, which goes all the way over to the other side and ends up with what?
Another corner, yeah.
A corner, yeah.
That time was...
Look from this angle like it had gone left side of the flag, but...
Torre.
And so another corner from the left-hand side. Yeah, not a great spectacle. I think John absolutely nailed that one.
Liverpool have left two players up and Middlesbrough only left two defenders back. Normally you have three, you have one in front. So we can get the ball out quick from this, you never know.
Borough's corner, like headed that away by Rossiter. Moment perhaps for Borough here on the strike, it's come back out. Adoma might find it, can't steady himself, chips it across, goal! And the header by Ayala goes over the top of the crossbar. Well, that's a significant moment in the match. Ayala, twice in this game, has sort of threatened the goal with headers.
Well, it's a good save from Mignolet. He's probably blinded. The corner was headed out by Rossiter and it came to, I can't see who it was, but he fired through the ruck of players and it was a good save by Mignolet. When it came back in, he should have scored. I don't know who the player was, whether it was Ayala.
Oh, I don't think it was Ayala. I think I've got the name wrong there, haven't I?
And he should have scored. We got away with that one.
Applause mainly for young Jordan Rossiter, I think. What a goal. What a moment for him.
Yeah, it is. Great spectacle. Take the goal apart. Not an awful lot more of what we've seen at Anfield this season. Disjointed, which is the one thing I'll say, you can expect it with a team that's put together from squad wise. I expected it to be a close run game this, and it's turned out that way. And certainly, Middlesbrough aren't out the game at all. You know, we have to do much better than we really, to be quite honest. You know, we're just fizzling out as we get to the 18-yard box. A little bit of passing and all that. It's not as quick as it should be. Not enough movement as it should be. And you have to say it's been easy for Middlesbrough. They made a hash of one little opportunity that wasn't even there for us, and we scored from it. Other than that, nothing much. They should have equalised it, to be quite honest with them.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. You'll want them on side. Start your claim at hampsonhughes.com.
Welcome back. Liverpool 1, Middlesbrough 0. The Liverpool team just coming out of the tunnel to my left-hand side. I don't think there's any changes planned at the start of the second half. Mignolet starting in goal. Manquillo at right-back. Kolo Touré and Mamadou Sakho, the centre-halves. Not been overly troubled. Jose Enrique on the left side of the defence really has performed well tonight. Jordan Rossiter, it's his name that'll be everywhere tonight, tomorrow. His goal separates the two sides. 17 years old and announcing himself for Liverpool with that goal on 9 minutes. Lucas and Lallana playing in the midfield with Rossiter. Lallana's done well tonight. Sterling and Markovic, two trying to support Ricky Lambert, who almost looks like he's trying to work just a little bit too hard. For Middlesbrough, Jamal Blackman in goal, Ryan Fredericks at right back, Danny Ayala alongside Omoruo as the centre-half, George Friend on the left-hand side, Adam Clayton, Adoma, Ledbetter and Reach in the midfield, Tomlin and then Kike up front. Liverpool subs, Alberto Moreno, Fabio Barini, Suso, Martin Skrtel, Mario Balotelli, Jordan Williams. None are needed as yet. Things could change. Liverpool, though, lead by a goal to nil. They haven't looked like they'll find the second goal. That's perhaps the problem. And so we're underway. Liverpool shooting towards the cop end in the second half in the red kits, and Middlesbrough in that sort of grey kit with a green trim, and an early long shot fired in and just goes wide of the goal by Lee Tomlin. And so an early goal kick in the second half for Borough, who are fifth in the Championship, just off the tail of Nottingham Forest, 3 points behind the leaders, Forest. And forward come Middlesbrough down the right-hand side.
Oh, welcome, Lallana.
Looking to roll the ball on Ryan Fredericks. Lallana stunted that, won it back of Borough, trying to cross the ball in from the right-hand side. Omaruo.
A free kick.
Yeah, not a corner, it's a free kick from outside the penalty area.
This is dangerous.
Couldn't see it. Far side from where we are.
Looks like he's not arguing, so he must have handled it.
Looking for the cross in. It's come off the left arm of Sacco.
It's intentional.
Yeah. Omaruo won it. Sacco penalised for it.
Now, this is the sort of area where they'll fancy. You know, it's very dangerous. There's two at the back there. You know, that's one's on his own at the moment. We were zone on marking, but it's obvious we need another one at the back. Yeah, now he's got Lucas to come across and say, and someone else is coming around the back, and we're a bit light now, let's see. Still one light at the back.
Well, George Friend has joined the pack. Lee Tomlin's there on the far side. Ayala stands ready as well. Not have many opportunities. Borough take this. Free kick! And score with it! Susceptible from set pieces. Liverpool concede again.
Awful.
Just when it looked like they were in control of this Capital One Cup tie. That free kick thumped in at a quick rate of knots from the far side. And Adam Reach is claiming the Middlesbrough goal. Liverpool 1, Middlesbrough 1. It's an angry Reds defence again.
The defending's non-existent again. It's the easiest goal you're ever likely to score in your life. Wrong side, got to get goal side of him. He's just allowed to run in there, and simple header. Enrique's allowed him to get inside. Osako's let him go, one or the other, and, you know, you're not really surprised, are you, from set plays. It's one of those areas that if ever they were going to score, it was from something like that. It's blatantly obvious.
Forward by Lucas into Ricky Lambert. Lambert plays it off to the halfway line for Manquillo. Still Balotelli prepares himself. The fourth official's ready with the board. Balotelli's ready with his kit, just about. And Liverpool head on in play with Adam Lallana. Lallana, edge of the box, moves left, then right, trying to open space all the time. Bundles his way past Ryan Fredericks.
Oh, he went to put his whistle in his mouth. The referee had second thoughts, went no penalty. We couldn't see from here, but he was only 10 yards away, so we'll have to have a look at the video evidence on that one. I don't know. But he did. He thought about it.
Back come Liverpool again. Markovic.
That's a good ball. It's a really good ball.
Crossfield ball to Sterling. They're looking to bring Sterling into whatever they can at the moment because he's the one big bright light. Crosses in from the right side. Headed away by Omaruo. Ends up with Lucas on the left side of the penalty area. He chips in, headed away by Ayala.
Heading towards Lambert, unfortunately. Just better from Liverpool.
Out it comes again. Long shot by Enrique. That hit of Borough's shirt. Comes back out to Markovic. Oh, it's a handball on the edge of the penalty area.
It was handball.
Whole crowd saw it. Referee chose to ignore it.
Oh, it was handball all day long. All day long. It was more so than the Saka one, which Borough scored from that one. But he didn't give it, along with the penalty appeal.
Lallana now, floating forward, ball stuck to his feet, going really well. Adam Lallana to the edge of the box. Oh, Markovic, it might break for him. Oh, he tries to feed in Sterling instead of taking it himself.
Should have shot.
And then it's rumbled by Borough, who had just given that glimpse of hope there to stop the two of them. Markovic should have taken that upon himself. But you hear how things have risen. A decibel or two, and Mario Balotelli now replaces Ricky Lambert, who gives the captaincy armband to Kolo Touré. Real shame for Ricky, this didn't really have the game he was after.
No, every other occasions just didn't. Sometimes it doesn't work better than that. Yeah, tried his hardest, he worked very hard at the other occasions.
Mario's on. the saviour? Could be. Played well at West Ham. Here's Lallana, corner from the right.
Not with a corner like that, no.
No, stupid header by TK, and then it goes up in towards the cop end. And out for Lallana to take another. Well, this must be his seventh. Spots it down again. Lallana once more. He's got sort of strange action with his corner. Lallana's corner. Oh, that one looked like it was headed goalwards.
Yeah.
A few cries of
well, he nearly got on the end of that, didn't he? I think Balotelli got on the end of that, but it's deflected by Ayala.
Throwing from Manquillo to Balotelli. Oh, weak from Balotelli. Gave the ball back to Borra straight away. Now pressurising his way through is Lee Tomlin. Ball's broken out to the right-hand side. There's a shot which the keeper has to say breaks out again. Oh, defending
Torre
just about by Liverpool to take it off Lee Tomlin's toes.
Great shot, good save. He's pushed it back into play and Torre's done really well there, you know.
Tomlin was the favourite, wasn't he, there? And Torre's...
Yeah, there was it.
Torre's shone.
Give the ball away, Balotelli.
The initial shot was
25 yards away. It's a good shot, decent save. I think he should have pushed it out for a corner, maybe. Pushed it back into play. And Torre reacted really well.
Adoma on the right wing. Dribbles it into a position where they can try and strengthen in the centre. Clayton involved. And out to the left wing, George Friend for Middlesbrough. Fast and moving it on. Left edge of the penalty area. And they're trying to create something with Lee Tomlin here. Little back heel into the box. Chance. Borra hits the left side of the post. Far too easy, carved open a gap into the penalty area.
Fantastic.
Lee Tomlin at the heart of that move.
What a great reverse ball that was. It took four players out the game. Great run, and we got lucky. We got lucky at the post. It's a great ball, Steve. Credit where it's due, and perhaps should have scored.
Well, Adam Clayton went for the near side of the goal, hit the post.
It wasn't a gift, but it was a bit of an acute angle, but... off the post, got lucky.
Mamadou Sarko rolls it through the centre, 15 yards for Markovic.
Give it Sterling.
Leaves it for
Lucas.
He rolls it on for Sterling. Gets inside the fullback, puts
it
across.
That's a ball.
That came off the shoulder.
Oh, it's a ball all day long.
I think it came off the shoulder, John. I agree. Jeff Winters alongside you saying shoulder.
Yeah,
my first reaction was shoulder, but let's see. It was Danny Ayala.
Let's have a
look.
We'll
see the replay now. Did it roll from shoulder
from
to
here,
arm?
It looked like it rolled down his arm, let's see.
Here it is, ball's come in. Oh no,
penalty.
John's right, hits
penalty.
The left hand. Better eyes.
Jeff Winters never known what to do. You told you, Jeff. Better referee than you was.
Yeah, John, spot
on. He got away with it, didn't he? He got away with that one, that was a penalty.
Completely.
All day long.
Oh well,
it
would
have been very harsh on Middlesbrough, we have to say, but we'd have took it and gone home, wouldn't we?
Full-time here and in the Everton game. Full-time here and Everton... Sorry, full-time here and Liverpool 1, Middlesbrough 1. It will go to extra time. Could they do without this?
I could. You could. What time are you up in the morning, City?
No, I made sure I was at a late start tomorrow, which is all right, but...
To be honest, you can deal without it, couldn't you? Do without it, basically, but it happens in football, doesn't it? You've got to get on with it.
Right, who are the bright sparks for Liverpool? Who are the ones tonight who've impressed
you? Not many, to be honest, not many.
Lallana's had a good game, hasn't he?
Lallana's done all right. Sterling, Enrique's done okay. Young Ross has done well. Back four's done okay-ish. I'm disappointed in Markovic. Really, you know, he's only a young lad, he's come to a different country and all that, but seeing him in Benfica, and he just needs to express and believe himself a little bit more, you know. So I thought we'd see more from him, more directness, you know. So,
petered out, didn't it?
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors in a league of their own. Call 0800 888 6888.
Ball breaking loose. Ends up with Markovic, 25 yards from goal. Rolls it to the edge of the box. Balotelli, no time or space to shoot. Ledbetter hits it long. Colo Torre doesn't
ball.
Let it bounce. Volleys it back forward. And Manquillo picks up on it down the right side. Now Raheem Sterling, still looking pacey, slips as he gets in the box.
You're right.
The kick.
You are right. So many players slipping on that service. And when you, the worst thing about it is when you're in really good situations in the 18-yard box when you can't afford to slip. Oh, you've seen that well, Steve.
Happened all night.
Get it in quickly.
Short ball to Sterling. Sterling steadies himself, crosses in. Lucas looks for the shot.
He's got to hit the target there. It's a corner, but that's a chance, that.
Well, Lucas struck it into the body of a Borough player in front of him.
Yeah, one of the few chances we've created from corners.
Sterling on the left, plays it back for Lucas. Lucas then floats one into the penalty area. George Friend turns and flicks a header away. I should say it was Alan Reach who did that. Back defending.
That's an opportunity.
Throwing put back in for Lallana. Lallana jinking one way or the other, gets to the dead ball line, finds it into the box for Balotelli. He's in those areas where he could turn a defender. Instead, plays it back, and that shot is just wide by Suso. And Balotelli weighed up whether he could turn and shoot instead, and then gave it to Suso, who couldn't quite find the target.
I don't think it was as close as what we thought it was. Better play from Lallana, and Balotelli wouldn't just come down for Balotelli, and he was waiting and waiting. He played it to Suso from 13, 14 yards and maybe a foot or so over the bar or wider. That'd be half time. An extra time.
Welcome back. The Middlesbrough players just walking towards the centre circle. They'll start the second period of extra time. And John's just been looking through possible penalties.
We're struggling a bit, you know. I think so. You'd probably look at Balotelli, Suso,
Raheem
Sterling, Lallana. And I'm not sure who else. I don't know.
Javier Manquillo thinks.
Do you think so? Fullback? Don't know.
Well, there isn't a plethora of them. So if the first five are all drawn, they better not be relying on someone else. Liverpool 1, Middlesbrough 1. Manquillo on the right. Gets a cross in, evades Balotelli, goes right across the edge of the penalty area for Enrique. Oh, he's hit a good one! It's palmed back out by the keeper, and then further cleared by Grant Ledbetter.
That was a hell of a strike, wasn't it? It really was a good strike from Enrique. I think I've just put Enrique down for a penalty now.
Yeah, he's gone up a position or two on the penalty takers list after that one.
It's a good strike, wasn't it? I think it was
Lucas.
Couldn't save the goalkeeper, but he was...
Suso for Sterling. Sterling jinks in, shooting position, takes the keeper on, two hands of Jamal Blackman, but that's what we want to see more of, and that got everyone just a little bit off their seats.
Yeah, he moved the ball well into his right foot, Raheem, and went for the top corner. Goalkeeper was worthy of it. Another corner for Liverpool. We've had quite a few now, Steve, and we haven't got
Liverpool
really
one.
Close, have we? Let's cry it in.
One all here. Another corner for Liverpool. Keeper comes to take and misses it. Went to
Superman,
punch it.
Didn't he?
He certainly did. He's a big chap.
He completely
threw that
missed.
Right arm out. It looks like it skimmed right over his knuckles.
Touch on it, yeah.
And it's a Liverpool throw-in on the right-hand side of the penalty area.
We're not testing the goalkeeper enough for me this evening.
Ball back in play. Lallana sends it back for John Williams. Williams with his first taste of senior action, and he's performing comfortably in the midfield. There's a ball down the left wing by Jose Enrique. Now Raheem Sterling gives back to Enrique. Enrique shunts one short for Sterling again. Two combined to get Enrique to the dead ball line. Puts a cross in. Keeper punches this time. It gets full solid connection.
That was better than his last effort.
Well, this feels like Borough are now playing for the penalties. They're sat back,
tell you what,
deep in banks.
They've put a lot of effort into the game. They've worked the socks off, but they really have worked tirelessly.
Well, this feels like Borough are now playing for the penalties. They're sat back,
tell you what,
deep in banks.
They've put a lot of effort into the game. They've worked the socks off, but they really have worked tirelessly.
At Lallana, edge of the penalty area. Finds a ball through a little eye of a needle
now
to get
it.
Sterling into things. He combines with Enrique. Enrique to the dead ball line. In the box, it might just roll to someone. Oh, great defending. Comes back.
Yay!
Suso kisses his hands and points up towards the corner of the main stand. He's probably Liverpool's saviour. He'll probably help them avoid penalties tonight.
Well, let's
hope Liverpool in this second period of extra time just lifted it up a notch or two. And Borough broke by the end of it. They just couldn't contain it anymore. Liverpool 2, Borough 1.
Well, the substitutions had the desired effect. There was good play down left-hand side between Lallana and Enrique. I thought it was going to come to Balotelli, but it came to Suso just near the penalty spot. Just kept it low, hit it hard and smashed it through a ruck of players. And, through his legs, I think, at the end. But it will take it. Well done.
Now Lucas again to Manquillo. Fed on the wide right line is Adam Lallana. Put a lot into tonight's performance as Adam Lallana.
Yeah, he's done all right, isn't he? I think man of the match wise, I think. Between him and Sterling, I think, isn't it, really? Do you think?
Raheem Sterling, John Aldridge's most ranged man of the match.
Just, I think Lallana's done all right, to be fair. Hold on, go on.
Perhaps another one for Liverpool. Suso on the edge of the box, dribbles his way in. He's taken a couple of defenders out with that run, but his shot was palmed down.
He might have got man of the match if he scored another one there, by the way. Good play from him. He's done well since he's come on, young Suso.
Sterling runs clear past the halfway mark, underneath the Standard Chartered hoarding. Now Suso.
Just keep the ball now, see it out, isn't it?
Gives to Sterling again. Should be it for Liverpool.
What a ball that is!
Backwards pass and then roll forward and trying to latch onto the run again. The box, oh, that might be a penalty! Referee's seen it! Final seconds of extra time! Middlesbrough get a penalty!
What is
unbelievable!
What is young Raheem Sterling doing there? Are you just
well, Sterling with a suicide
what is Torre
ball?
Doing? What is Torre doing there? You just stand on your feet, let him make your mind up. It's a penalty. Torre's gone in, just hold up, and it's a stupid challenge.
Patrick Bamford's pace took him through, brought down in the area.
He's going nowhere if you just see him. Oh, it's a penalty all day long. Unbelievable. That is from nothing.
Well, tonight isn't so straightforward after all. Added time, in extra time, Borough win a penalty, Bamford to take, it's penalties, more penalties, Bamford scores with one, and he's just set up a penalty shootout, Liverpool 2, Middlesbrough 2, caved in when it mattered, Liverpool
just
walked over the finishing line there.
I know there's tiredness there, you know, Raheem's had a good game, he's been our best player. But he's just had a moment of madness and tiredness and passed it right to the centre forward when there's only 10 seconds left of the game. And then Torre, for the experience he's got, just stay on your feet, just see it out. Let him go into the box and have a shot because you've got him in the position where he's got a lot to score. And he's just barged into him and brought him down for this experience he's got. It's nonsense. But you can't knock Middlesbrough. They probably deserve what they're going to get now at a lottery to see if they go through. But they've done really well. And
Liverpool 2, Middlesbrough 2. Yeah. And the whistle's going to blow in, well, it must be seconds because we're 3.5 minutes into that end of the 30 minutes of extra time. Liverpool try a final run forward. Sterling prods it through. Keeper will stop it at his feet. And the referee, Mike Jones... Well, I don't know what he's playing now because there was only 2 minutes of added on time. And actually, we've got 4 minutes on the board.
Blow up, referee, will you? Blow up.
And in terms of late salvage operations, Borough have just completed the mother of them all. Liverpool 2, Middlesbrough 2. The whistle goes. It's penalties.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook.
Welcome back, and you join us with Mario Balotelli walking to the penalty spot to take the first of the penalties. The two teams in lines on the halfway line, hand over each other's shoulders. This is the first. We wait to see who Brendan Rodgers has chosen for his five takers. But Mario in front of the cop to kick this penalty shootout off. He stuttered his run and then he's hit it low into the left corner of Jamal Blackman's net. Liverpool lead by goal to nil.
Good pen. Yeah, good pen. A little bit of a stutter, what I used to do. And the goalie went the right way, but he beat him with pace down to the goalkeeper's right-hand side. Yeah, good pen.
Patrick Bamford.
Well, he just took one only a few minutes ago, so this is a bit of a tester for the lad. In the cop end this time. Will he go the same way? Will he change it?
Walks to the spot. Mignolet on his line, puffs the chest out, Bamford left-footed, top end, saved by the keeper. Scored one to take it into this penalty shootout, but this time denied by Simon Mignolet.
Yeah, well, it wasn't as good as his last penalty. It's hard, you know, taking a penalty when you've just took one. And you know, that was poor. It was almost good. That was a poor penalty.
It was,
good save. It's a really poor penalty.
It wasn't in the middle. It wasn't, to the right.
It's Lucas, who we said would take a penalty, and we didn't fancy him because he's had cramp.
Lucas.
Don't fancy
Liverpool him. Second. I think it's unusual he's the second penalty taker, but let's see what he can do with it. He runs up from the edge of the area, right footed.
Great penalty.
Well, that was emphatic.
Yeah, didn't fancy him. Good penalty. Excellent.
Balotelli and Lucas both score, and Lucas goes to cheer up his keeper, and so the second of the Middlesbrough penalty takers, Adam Clayton.
Yeah, lovely penalty. Goalie went the right way again, but done with the power and pace.
There's something about these penalty shootouts that sort of rack your nerves. Last one in this competition with Northampton.
Oh, he's taking his time, put on the spot.
You can't quite find the perfect place to put it, Adam Clayton. Now the referee's told him to go. Clayton takes it.
Good penalty.
And scores low into the right-hand side.
Yeah, it was a good pen, wasn't it? Kept his nerve.
Liverpool have the one-goal advantage. Oh. Next one to step up, Adam Lallana. Is he Southampton's penalty taker? Oh, Ricky would have been, wouldn't he?
Ricky Lambert was, yeah.
And so Lallana...
I don't know
spots
if he took
ball
any.
Down himself.
He used to take some free kicks, didn't he?
Keeper on the line.
Those short run-ups. I don't like short run-ups.
Big in the goal. Lallana takes it. Gone the same way. John's, John's almost putting a curse on it.
I don't like the short run-ups. Their first one was a short run-up. It's a great penalty. Really was. Excellent penalty. Three good penalties from Liverpool.
Adam Reach, scorer of the equaliser in the game. The first equaliser. With his head, though. Not with his feet. Liverpool with, the advantage of these penalties being taken at the top end. Reach, left-footed.
Another short run-up.
Never fancy a left-footer from the penalty spot. But this one scores.
It's a great penalty.
Liverpool still with the one-goal advantage. Suso now for the Reds. How long is that walk from the halfway to the penalty spot?
It is a long way, you know. You've got to keep your nerve. You've got to be mentally strong and real confidence, and once you get there, just, you know, don't panic.
Lots and lots
try
to
not
take
to
in.
Panic, be composed, try and keep you composed, that's the main thing. You know, he scored a nice goal, didn't he? So,
Suso for Liverpool,
low and hard.
Fourth of the penalty takers, his three previous ones have scored.
Well done.
And makes it the fourth.
Well done, held his nerve, composure. Excellent.
Albert Adoma.
Yes.
No pressure
this.
On him.
Yeah,
he has to, otherwise Liverpool are through.
Oh, he sent the goalie. You've done the goalie with his eyes there, Suso. Goalie went the wrong way. Planted it firmly.
Well, Simon Mignolet is jostling with the crossbar, so it's bouncing up and down. Adoma takes it.
Oh, top
and he's
corner.
Gone into the top right corner.
Some
all of them
penalties.
Have gone that way, haven't they?
Oh, it's young Sterling. Can he make amends for his back pass? Because he was our best player tonight. We got them right, didn't we? Well, we got them right.
John had the penalty list, which he wrote down.
Well, this is the last penalty for those people that are listening. And
Raheem Sterling from the penalty slot. They've scored four penalties.
They still have one to go. We went first, obviously.
You can see the flash bulbs popping in the top end as everyone tries to grasp this in picture form. Sterling. Oh, saved! Keeper's gone the right way. Sterling went to the left with his shot. The keeper grappled it down, two hands. They're back level again. Or they will be if Middlesbrough score this one.
I just hope that doesn't done his confidence. It wasn't a good penalty. It was a great height. It wasn't in the corner. Had a good game. Just don't want to, you know, dwell on that with Saturday's a big game for him. You know.
This is Jelle Vossen. They've scored three.
Can Mignolet save it? Can he?
Mignolet looks big in that net. Vossen goes to the same corner. And now it's four penalties scored each.
Jordan Williams.
There's a young boy with some nerve being put on the spot here.
He's
Jordan Williams.
Young boy, yeah. to do this.
Must have volunteered, John. Goes up to take this. There's a ripple of applause. I think the crowd are aware that maybe they need to play a part in the moment for Williams. It's asking a lot, I think, to put him in this situation. John Roster's the most furthest forward, trying to encourage him. Williams runs up and he scores.
Well done, Sean. Well done. Held his nerve really well.
Oh, what a penalty shootout we've got here. It's tight, dead level.
It's great penalty. Great penalty now. That's where the nerves get jangling now. For the players, sudden death.
Ball being put down by George Friend on the penalty spot.
That's a good game for him. I have to say, I was impressed with his display.
Sudden death now. Someone's forgotten to stop the clock in the top end of the cop. As Friend steps forward, left-footed, rolls it in. Oh. And now they both scored five. Kolo Touré. Touré for Liverpool as this penalty shootout steps up a gear in drama.
When it comes to defenders taking penalties, you're never really confident, are you? You know, so.
Well, Kolo partly responsible for taking this into a penalty shootout. Now he's ready to go. Kolo right-footed. And he scored.
He smashed it in, didn't he? He smashed it in.
He went to the left-hand side.
He smashed the goal, he didn't move.
Couldn't go with it. Danny Ayala.
Oh, it's young Danny Ayala,
I don't know how good he is at penalties. It's a lazy walk by him to the penalty spot. There's certainly no conviction in the way he's walked up there.
Ex-Liverpool player. Young Spaniard.
Well, Liverpool have a history of doing it the hard way in cup competitions. Tonight's been just that. Ayala from the penalty spot. Oh. He scored. I thought that was going over the bar.
Oh, he just went underneath the bar. It's a great penalty.
Now, we're running out of players now, John. Mamadou Sakho enters the fray for Liverpool. Sakho, I don't think Sakho or Touré, you'd really sort of put into this position if you had to.
Yeah, you just got to take one, haven't you? You know, so.
Sakho puts it down. Steps back to the 18-yard line. Left-footed, keeper goes. Oh, Sakho scores! Down to the right. I think keeper fancies his chances there, but Sakho with some relief off his back.
Excellent.
And now the next Borough player stands forward.
Excellent call. Excellent, right in the corner.
Ryan Fredericks. Well, it's rare you see penalty shootouts go on past the fifth kick.
No, you don't. We've seen them in the past go nines and tens, ten nines, haven't we?
Liverpool have scored
never
seven.
Know.
Liverpool having scored seven. Borough having scored six. Ryan Fredericks to make it level. It is sudden death now. Fredericks scores again. How many have been
into that
corner of the net?
I think Mignolet should have had this one, you know. It seemed to go in slower motion.
Javier Manquillo, the next for Liverpool.
Oh, he should have had that keeper. That was the one he should have had. He got his fingertips to it, but he was going slightly the wrong way. Well, just initially, and then it's Manquillo now.
Manquillo. He's ready now. His run-up isn't that long at all. Not many players have missed. And he can join that collective pack that keep putting it into the right corner and keep putting Liverpool a step towards the next round of the League Cup.
Amazing. Eight penalties out of nine. Lovely penalty. Well done.
Kenneth Omoruo. The crowd are trying to play their part now. A nervy night in this Capital One Cup. Liverpool might make it through with this kick if Borough miss it. Oh, but it's scored by Omoruo into the left side. Have you seen a shootout like this, John, before?
I haven't, I have to say. No, some really good penalties. Really good penalties.
Enrique, you might have expected to be further up the penalty takers list. But now he comes to the fore.
what you say about left footers before.
Said you never fancy a left footer, do you? But Enrique's had a good game tonight. Let's keep it going. Keep on the right track. Liverpool's number three. And he delves it into the bottom right corner again. I think 95% of kicks have now ended up in that bottom corner. And now it's about mind games.
I think if he scores this, the goalkeepers are next.
Is that how it works?
Yeah. Yeah. Goalkeepers have to take one.
Okay, this is Yannick Wildschut. Wildschut looking to keep it level, and he's rammed it into the roof of the net.
Goalkeepers.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 all in the penalty shootout. It's all about the keepers now. Talk about Liverpool and drama. Here's Simon Mignolet. He wouldn't have expected this at the start of the night.
What a great penalty.
Scored. He's gone for it and scored. And so now it's about Jamal Blackman. And presumably they go back to the start of the
league. Then you start from the start again.
If Blackman doesn't score. Well, Liverpool are all about
he's going to smash
making history with penalty shootouts. Here's Blackman. He's crashed it in.
Start again.
And so they go back
start
to the
again.
Start of the merry-go-round.
10-10, yeah.
10 each. And we're almost running out of paper here. Step forward, Mario Balotelli. I know there's plenty of you in your cars who decided to leave 5 minutes before the end of extra time.
You missed the best part of the game.
This is the memorable bit.
And the highlight of the night, penalties.
Mario Balotelli. Simply Mario or not, he would never have expected to have to take a second penalty in the shootout. Again, he jitters with his run-up.
Get
he's
in.
Got it in the corner.
Now, this is the lad who missed his first, but he scored his first, he missed his second, and he's back up again. He'll feel pressure now. He'll feel pressure, this young lad here.
Steps forward. Takes the ball to the spot. There's Patrick Bamford. Last penalty was saved. The copper on top of him. Liverpool have scored 11. Borough have scored 10 of all things. Bamford takes it. It's now 11 all. You keep expecting someone to miss, have it saved. By some remarkable quirk of fate, this has gone right back round and is going through the list again. This is history in the making. I don't know where the precedent was set for a penalty shootout going into double figures. As Lucas stands back and the referee tells Simon Mignolet to move away from it, this has halted Lucas's preparations.
But he's done him no favours there.
Borough keeper on his line. Lucas, I'm sure, feeling a huge amount of pressure on his shoulders. Stands up to it.
Yes.
Rolls it in. Left yes. side. Lucas makes it 12. Lucas and Liverpool 12. Borough and Clayton 11. And it's Adam Clayton.
Every
coming
single
forward
one
again.
Has hit the target. Not one's gone wide, hit the post or hit the bar. Everyone's hit the target. Two saves and then we've seen 23 hits.
54 minutes on the extra time clock. It's ludicrous. It's preposterous. It's a penalty shootout like you've never seen before. And it's gone 12 all. As Clayton finds the bottom left. The keepers simply can't guess the right way. And I'm onto a third sheet of paper. John's bemused. Dazed by it. Adam Lallana.
Penalty spot's for getting Liverpool. Some damage there, by the way.
Liverpool have scored 12. Lallana steps up to take 13. Right-footed. It's a lucky 13 for Lallana. Now it's Reach's turn. And each one of these players walking from the halfway line hoping that the responsibility doesn't fall to them.
Quality penalties tonight. We really have. We've seen some quality.
reach, brings the ball up.
I can't see him missing.
Well, this has gone to extraordinary lengths. Reach it is, left footed. Oh, what a penalty to make it 13 all. Well, Jeff Winter glances at his watch next to us.
Seeing unlucky for some. Let's hope it's not unlucky for young Suso.
We're on to Liverpool's 14th penalty. Suso twizzes the ball in his hand, puts the ball down on the spot. The buses and trains will have stopped by the time this shootout has finished. Here's Suso, left-footed, looking for Liverpool's 14th
great
goal.
Penalty.
And finds it.
England, anyone in England want to watch this? Not for the World Cup or the European Championship. This is how you take penalties.
Please, someone tell us, what's the world record for a penalty
14,
shootout?
14-13. 13 could be unlucky for this lad. Miles away, 48.
Adoma. Adoma for Middlesbrough. Right foot. Liverpool win by 14 penalties to 13 as Adoma misses the target. It was ludicrous, preposterous, absolutely absorbing when it came to the penalty shootout. And Liverpool just stuck their neck over the line ahead of Middlesbrough in the end. What fantastic value and entertainment to cap off this Capital One Cup third round tie. It was a penalty shootout that went to the death and beyond, and Liverpool squeeze it out 14-13. John Aldridge.
Well, the most relieved man will be Raheem Sterling, won't he, really, and Torre. You know, Raheem, I said before, was our best player. I think tonight Lallana played well. Some of the good performances, don't get me wrong. You know, we should have seen it out, but that was thrilling. That was absolutely brilliant. And I tell you what, both teams there, you won't see a final exhibition of penalties for a while in English football. Superb, you know, really was. You feel sorry for the lad who missed the penalty, of course you do. You know, he's missed the target, you know, but they've gone out. But they've got a lot to be proud of tonight. Middlesbrough come here, had a proper go. They well deserved the draw that they got at the end, and the lottery we've got through on the lottery.
Well, what a display from the spot. I mean, you knew how to take them, but you look at that. And I said it in the penalty shootout. They all went to the right side, but they were all with unerring accuracy, weren't they?
Yeah, great mental strength, you know, that the lads are very composed, you know, in the young lads. When you've got to take two penalties, you know, like Suso did and a couple of others did, Lallana and so forth, Balotelli, done it really well. I'm glad it's over now. Go and have a cup of coffee.
What is it about Liverpool and penalties? So just on to a derby
we
now,
never
John.
Do anything easy, do we? Never do anything. But a derby, to be fair, well, there's plenty of time Tuesday, you know, day of rest for the likes of the players who are going to play in the derby, who play tonight, the likes of Sterling, the goalkeeper's no problem. Lallana might start on Saturday, and one or two might have a little opportunity. But, you know, most of the players have been rested for that, and Everton players as well, so this shouldn't have a bearing. Or Everton's trip to Swansea will be always, you know, they're not the when you say great occasion, the great occasion, we're never always great games, and you know, the nerves get older before the game, during, and you only enjoy it when it's after, and you've won the derby, you can enjoy your pint and have every with your blue mates or your red mates and have a bit of crack. That's what it's all about, the derby. Post-match.
Jordan, what an incredible night for the team and you in particular.
Yeah, you know, it was brilliant. It was made up, you know, dream come through, to be honest with you, scoring on my debut. Couldn't have asked for more.
How much did you know about playing tonight? Did the manager give you the heads up that you'd be involved early doors?
I got told in training yesterday, and I was a bit shocked, to be honest with you, but just couldn't wait to get out here.
You've made sort of quick strides, haven't you? You played in the under-18s when you were, what, 15? 17, you're in the full squad. Is it like the Holy Grail making that debut for you?
Yeah, it was, but I know I've just got to keep my feet on the ground, you know, keep on improving week in, week out, and hopefully, you know, I do get more appearances in the future.
What was the feeling like when you scored the goal? I mean, not many players make the debut, not many homegrown players. You could literally walk to this ground, can't
yeah,
you?
Yeah,
what was it like?
To be honest with you, I can't explain it. I can't even remember what happens, how the goal went in or nothing, but I'm looking forward to watching it tonight, work anyway.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Kick off your personal injury claim at hampsonhughes.com.